Good morning, saints, and greetings to you, each and every one of you, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India, and as I minister, I pray that we may all be in soundness of mind, body, and spirit. We are living almost Matthew 24, as we see a couple of earthquakes that has taken place since yesterday and day before. And situations are growing back to worse. But nevertheless, we give our thanks and praise to God for all His mercy, and even His mercy that is new every morning. I would love to share with you this morning a thought what Apostle Paul had in his days, and he expresses it in the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. I like to read the little passage or text, verse from 9 and 10. Chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. And be found in him, and having and not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now listen carefully. That is, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Paul clarifies his desire to be intimately close to the Lord, and that is, he expresses in acknowledging the fellowship of his suffering and the power of his resurrection. I believe that this is the intimacy that each one of us must actually cultivate. There is nothing magical about knowing him. The condition of this intimacy between the heart of Christ and the heart of men is something wonderful that just begins in the quietness and stillness of the Spirit. It is something mysterious how it all begins. Many Christians fail to know Christ is because we are so very busy or tied up in our worldly life. It's something like this. For an example, we are rather like a junior clerk in some great business firm. We have a boss and are busy working for him, but we do not know him. So many Christian believers are like the junior clerk. Instead of being partners, we are just working without knowing him intimately. So let us make time to be quiet. As David says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God." The stillness is a mystery. We would not even realize how the great deep bond of love and affection begun in us. It all begins in the Spirit. Moreover, in this stillness, there must be fellowship, but not in a theoretical manner, if we are going to know him as partners. This is a very significant and a profound union and bond with Christ. As the scripture says, if any man will do his will, he shall know. This is a quotation from John 7, 17th verse. If I take a simple analogy, The wife of a surgeon may know her husband, but she only knows him as a man. She does not know him as a surgeon. He is a surgeon as well as a man, but she does not know him as the sisters in the theater does, or as the nurses do, or even the patients. She does not know him when he is working. And the greater part of his life is that he is always working. So one can never know Christ unless you work with him. Amen and amen. This thought, as Paul describes it, that I may know him, is not a one-time thought or a one-time desire, but it is a continual process that works within our lives throughout and through various situations that what we face in this life. But this thought keeps predominant in us, that I may know him. Like in the verse, Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, it says, Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. So we have a lot of things that which hold us back, which holds us from getting close to the Lord. It could be certain forces, just as some past memories, failures, pains, traumas, which certainly hold us. We need to press on to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is a spiritual strain and a spiritual struggle that we have to press on amidst of all kind of situation that we face in life. But if we give up, then the passion and that deep-rooted desire that I may know him will sooner or later will just disappear, will just fade away. The prophet of our generation always emphasized that we keep pressing on. It was a deep and a strong motivation that he always shared and always strived that we keep pressing on. When we begin to know Christ intimately, when we get close to him, he shares his wisdom and knowledge. It is not something, some piece of information that he passes on to us. As Paul states to it, it is said that the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, and this is truly glorious and beautiful, that the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, that which Christ imparts to his beloved. So let us never fail to strive for it, no matter what we will have to sacrifice. But the excellency of the knowledge of Christ is something that we will never be able to have it if we miss it in our lives. It is like foregoing a too expensive treasure. Now let us focus on the 12th verse. These are the words of Paul. He says, not as I have already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after. This has a deep meaning, but I follow after. If Paul, the chosen and beloved apostle of the Lord, states it, then surely we must keenly and thoroughly press on after it. My beloved brothers and sisters, I have placed this thought before you, that God may give you the increase in understanding the heights, the depth, the breadth, that God may fill you with wisdom, and this excellency of the knowledge of Christ may be a treasure that each and every one of us may possess it for our lives. May God bless you. May He make your spiritual journey, that this motto of our life may always be constant, that I may know Him. That I may know Him. Amen and amen. Brothers, my beloved saints, we also keep in our prayer for the various people and the countries that are affected in this current earthquake. We just remember that the Lord may have mercy upon the simple folks that have been into a very devastating situation. May God bless all of us. Bye till we meet again tomorrow with another epic. God bless you all. Praise be to His holy name.